Welcome to The Ether. Today is Sunday, June 5th, 2022. Today on The Ether, The Art of Collab, a new genre, and an open mic hosted by Sandy Toes 2211 with Lucid Dreamer and more. Let's take a listen.
Hello, hello. Here's Lucid. Here's Terry. Oh my God. Terry, I know we got the Tezos party going on, and I had the best time yesterday. You are like... your voice and the way you talk and describe the art, so professional. You are amazing, Terry. I felt like I was in a fancy place. I felt like I was in an art place. Hello, Lucid. How are you? Nice to see you.
Hi. How are you doing?
Hi, Lucid. Thank you, Sandy. That's really very, very sweet. Thank you.
Well, guys, we got a lot going on today. I'm really excited about the art of collab. So, Terry, your reputation's already going off. People are already hearing about your abilities. And I'm happy that, you know, this is happening and people are liking it and we're moving forward. And I want to look at the art. I want to talk about the art that's been coming out since people started doing collaborations. So, Lucid, just tell us about yourself quickly. This is, you know, being recorded, and tell us what you've been doing. I've been like amazed with the artwork that you've been sending me from my photography. So that's blowing my mind, but tell me what's been going on with you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I've been really busy. I've been working actually on a few collabs. So the first one was with, I think Sandy, your friend Tabasum, and she's a photographer too. And she took some amazing photographs, and she was doing it with, I guess it was, art plays. And so they're really, you know, very unique and special, and they had, really interesting lighting. So I was able to take that and, again, you know, make something a little bit more fantasy. And so we put out a collection, and I think we called it Boys Adventure. And so we put that out, and it was great. It was fun. We had a great time doing it. And then I also worked with, I'm actually still working with Texadelic, and he is kind of an abstract digital artist. And so we worked together, and we did a few pieces. We're still working through those. I think the ball is in his court now. So he's taking some of my stuff and modifying it. And then you and I, Sandy, our big collection has grown quite a bit. And that's been really fun, because we've worked on this one collection, the Fantastical Animals, which we released, it was probably last week. And we released 10 one of ones, and I think 5 are left. So, but we, you know, we decided, okay, well, you know what, we're going to go bigger. So, we've been working like mad and trying to put out, sort of this bigger collection, which should be fun.
Tell us the truth. Are you taking over the world, Lucid?
I don't know. I think I might be taking on a bit too much, but we'll see.
I mean, in the sensational sense of art, you are so talented. And yes, you heard it, people. 50% of our collection has sold out on OmniFlix because your art is amazing. And guess what? So we're doing new coins. This collaboration is a new platform. different platforms, because you're doing Tezos, you're doing Ethereum, and we're doing Osmosis on OmniFlix. Osmosis. Get used to saying that. Osmosis means money now. And guess what? We even got some of that. So OmniFlix, will be straight up, they have not figured out their division of royalties for secondary sales. I know. It's crazy. Like, why would you even like make an NFT platform and not have that figured out, right? But anyway, we're working together, Lucid and I. So we've had secondary sales. He's had secondary sales over here. So not only is this new genre of art happening, people, it's selling, it's hot. We're sizzling. Sid is here. He'll be joining us. And Nazanin, she's got some stuff going on too. So I'm going to try to give her the mic. I want to hear about that. So yes, Lucid, that is a lot going on. The Fantastical Animals starts out with portraits of animals and people and places of real world. And then it becomes this other thing. Well, I'd like to give Terry a chance to chime in here because you've got a lot going on, Terry. Tell me, what is up with you?
Oh my God. By the way,
feel free to post in the nest, okay? Put your stuff in the nest, people, when you come up. Yes.
Oh, okay. I will do that. Well, first I'll tell you a little bit about my journey or dancing with AI. Maybe that might help give people an understanding of where I'm coming from and why I love this platform so much. So I'm like a old-time technology veteran that began becoming interested in AI in 2021 when I met Dr. Ben Gorzel. He's known for the advancement of decentralized artificial intelligence or general intelligence. And he came to me when he was looking for help with getting a company off the ground. And I had some friends that were pretty big investors at that time. But unfortunately, it was a little too late for his company. But Ben's gone on to do amazing things in the world of AI. In 2012, I authored several articles on the evolution of technology and AI and published it through the Confluence Project and the Institute of Ethics and Emerging Technologies. So in real life, I actually develop a lot of AI content for an agency who has a client that is focusing on developing a knowledge graph platform, which is a graph intelligence AI. So I write the majority of their blog post, but by trade, I'm actually an artist. And then like through this incredible world that we live in today, NFTs and all that stuff, I was inspired by the work of, and Sandy, maybe you could help me pronounce Dr. Ahmad Al-Miguel. He's the founder and director of the Art and Artificial Intelligence Lab at Rutgers. He also developed the Playform AI platform, which I favor a lot, until you, Sandy and Lucid, brought me in and showed me a whole new world with using Google Colabs. But he also created the AI that finished Beethoven's 10th Symphony. And if you ever get a chance to listen to it, there's some excerpts on YouTube. So it's amazing.
So would you please spell the name of this person? Because yeah, I'd like to look them up.
Yep. His name is spelled, first name is Ahmed. Last name is Elgammal. And so I tried, as mentioned, a lot of different AIs from the GAN AIs, which is the generative adversarial networks. I liked, but I felt the control wasn't there. Until again, like Sandy and Lucid opened my eyes to like Google Colabs and using notebooks. And then Sandy paired me up with Eclectic Nature, and we've been collaborating on this piece, which has been really exciting working with him. But I also use, and here's some tools that you might be interested in using. In addition to the Play4 platform, which I use a lot, and now the Google Colabs, which I'm loving. And thank you, Lucid, for spending like an entire morning training me on how to prompt and things like that. It's been exciting. But I also use eCreate Music, which is a simple algorithm for people like myself that are not musically inclined. But they also have a parent company called SoundDraw. So anybody who is musically inclined may like those advanced controls. And writing, so believe it or not, I do an intense amount of writing. But I did find a copy AI, which I think is really amazing. And it's literally called copy.ai. And I do like the level of detail it gives back. I write about 1,000 characters, and then I select the prompts, and then it finishes whatever I need written. There are longer forms AIs that I'm actually investigating, called this one in particular, called Shortly AI. So I'll let you know how that goes. A lot of the tools that I use, I actually pay for, and I'm noticing that, gosh, my I guess what you want to call like my tools are becoming more and more expensive, which is, or my investment in tools is getting larger. So I'll see if I could find an example. It's one that Lucid and I were playing around with when he was helping me learn how to use the Google Colab notebooks. And Lucid, anything that I didn't say right about the Colabs, please correct me, because I'm still learning about like the terminology in terms of that.
For sure. All good so far.
So I'm going to dig up a piece, Sandy, and maybe somebody else would like to talk, or if you have questions.
Well, yeah, I certainly have comments and questions. First of all, thank you for telling us your amazing history. You are so intelligent and so talented, and you also share the information and encourage and inspire others. So I'm definitely going to look into eCreate Music. I'm definitely going to check out SoundRaw. I've got friends who are also doing music. So, and I've just barely started dabbling and adding sound to my art. So I want to definitely add that on, because I come from a family of music. We didn't take classes or art or anything. We just were all self-taught. However, this using software is incredible. And yes, definitely pin up the information. And I'm going to look up Dr. Ahmad El Gamal and his work and what he did on YouTube and get caught up with that. So you have been, you said you did the evolution of technology, and you wrote that, right? I want to find that. Is that on your Linktree?
It's not on Linktree, but all the writing that I did is actually, I'm hoping it's still on the Institute of Ethics in Emerging Technology. I'm hoping they still kept it. It's been a couple of years, and I know they changed a lot over time, which is a good thing. So, but I'll try and find the leaks and send them to you.
Thank you, Terry. Yes, the Institute of Ethics and Technology. I'm glad there is such a place. and I'm getting older, and so I love technology, I'll be honest. I can see the dark side of technology, and but just like all other things, it's like medicine can be used to heal, and then people can abuse, those things and hurt themselves and others. So technology, I learned how to type on a manual typewriter, haha, and then eventually, learned a little bit in coding. And it was at UC Irvine. I had a temporary job in Department of Information and Computer Science. I landed there as I was looking for my work for doing molecular biology. And I thought I was stuck there for 11 months doing secretarial work. But I learned so much technology there. I took all their classes that they had for, for doing photos and making slides. And then I knew that it was important. But I never became a coder and went that way, because my interest was in molecular biology. And so technology is changing our lives incredibly. in ways we don't even understand ourselves. And when I look into the art world, I think somebody did a painting like Papa Beard yesterday, Papa Beard's painting that was AI that, like, you know, blew my socks off. You were there, Terry. So I want to give Nazanin a chance to tell us about her collaboration. I put some of her work up in the nest. And thank you very much, Terry. Please stick around if you can. Your comments and your information is so valuable. Salam, Nazijun, welcome. How are you?
Salam, Andy John. Hi, Lucy, Terry, and everyone. Thank you to bring me up. And yes, I had this collaboration. You suggested me. Thank you for suggesting. And it was an amazing experience for me because I don't know what AI tools exactly doing in the systems or software, what is it? But the result is amazing. I really got surprised with the result of my painting transformed to this beautiful purple flower, or some people say purple women. And I love it. I really love the result. And I when I see to Lucid works, I really get surprised because they are amazing. They're amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Nazanin. I love your artwork and I love what has become of your collaboration. I have to invite her so she can come speak and hear both artists speak. And yes, your purple and then the way it got transformed in her hands through her eyes and through her art and her technology, it became something else. And so for me, it pleases me. It was a successful match. These children of art, these are the new things born of this collaboration. And it is so exciting for us. And Lucid and I are going to do a museum. I know, you know, I keep telling you about this, but this is what's going to happen. We're going to start collecting this art and keeping track of it and having it and promoting it because it's amazing what's happening. And I love this art that's coming out. Yesterday, I met a new artist who has taught herself how to do this AI art, and her work was pretty amazing. Right, Terry? Oh my God. So she had this futuristic, dark, you know, scary kind of place. And then there was like tea time and there was like these soft pink and Lucid. It was kind of like, there was like a portal. I kind of felt like it was like the next, you know, chapter. And you know what? I feel like there's a movie happening, people. There's like a movie happening. I feel like this is all going to get like put together and we're like the comic strips. If you're old enough to remember The Simpsons, there were these comic books called Life is Hell, Work is Hell, School is Hell. And I was in college in the 80s. I was at Berkeley. And even though I was a broke-ass student, I had money to go into the bookstore and buy those. And that was art. And then it became short animation during the Tracy Ullman show. In the middle of the night, I saw Bart Simpson's first 2-minute cartoon. And I was with my friends. We were studying. We stopped. And my friend was a TV addict. And we saw Bart Simpson. And we laughed. And then the following week, we made sure we were there to not miss the next cartoon. And so we were there from the beginning. And that's what we are. We're that. We are the work is hell life. And we're like the little cartoon strip that's getting put together. It's true, Terry. It is. We're going to be the movie. And it's going to be an interactive movie. I see it. It's AI. It's our artwork. And it's interactive. It's going to be some next level shit. What do you think of that, Lucid? Am I crazy?
You're crazy. Yeah. No, I think that would be great. Anything we could do that, you know, sort of pops our art off the page more, you know, that would be great. I think it's awesome.
I think you definitely should do it. I love this idea.
I'm just predicting what I see. I'm just calling it as I see it. So it's all of us doing this. And so Kevin Page has got the movie and the AI, he understands. And so he's been promoting that, and that's been very successful. And by the way, I put Sid's art up in the nest. Sid is an amazing artist, and he has had some really cool, interesting things for his art career, being in a physical gallery. Well, maybe I shouldn't say anything, but physical gallery in France, I can't help but have a big mouth. And so he's already famous in Japan and France, is what I'm trying to tell you. And his art has already sold on Known Origin, the first one. But, you know, considering things are really slow in the crypto world, that's pretty good to get that kind of a reception. And he hasn't been doing this for eons. He's fresh, he's new, he's among us, but I think he's a lot smarter, he's a lot more experienced, because if you're a professor and you've done other things and you understand about learning, so he's got a few steps ahead of us. What can I say? And I love watching Sid's art, and I've pinned it up in the nest. So his use of coloring and his background in architecture, those are all transferable skills into the art world. And underneath it all, whatever you guys are, it's your artists. I don't care if you're a professor of architect or you're AI and you did that. Really, really true underneath it all is that creative force underneath, that you're artists, that you've tapped into, and that's shining through. So I love the NFT space, and I'm really happy about all these different blockchains, that these different platforms. And yeah, there's stuff happening. There was an artist last week whose account was hacked and all his beautiful, and he had to start again. And so like, it was painful to watch that, but he did it and he just like pushed forward and went on. And I was like, yeah, okay, cool. So I see the challenges that sometimes the artists face, and those things, and sometimes they're not taken seriously, because a lot of people think, oh, this AI art is, it's not art. Get out of here. And that's bad. So, Nazanin, have you had a sale on your Tezos versus your AI stuff that you just minted? Any sales on that at all?
Actually, we minted it on Foundation, and no, we hadn't sale yet. But in my work on Tezos, yes, I had a lot of sales on Tezos myself. There wasn't a collaboration on Tezos, but this collaboration is on Foundation, and it hadn't sell yet.
Okay, well, let's just keep going forward. I think when you come on to OmniFlix and check that out, that is other opportunities. And like I said, for Lucid and I, we are having success. His art, and we want to take it to the next level. And we're actually thinking of doing things such as like a charity, where we're going to make big, huge generative art and do donations to humane society, animal shelters, and have t-shirts and hats. And so I'm in Southern California. It's totally easy to do that. And we can give our NFTs utility. And so I haven't really thought about the business part of the art, but you know what? Lucid showed me what some of these artists are doing financially. And so it was very encouraging. So thank you, Lucid. You look into the business aspect of the art as well as the quality and the actual art part of it. So you're very important to us in this space. You have done collaborations with a few of us, and we totally love and respect and appreciate you, because, you know, these are Osmosis coins I didn't have. And then you also bought art on the Tezos network. So, and that's another thing, people, let's make note about that. When artists are successful, their money flows through all the blockchains, and Lucid is living proof. So if your coins are going, this shows that the focus is art. Lucid is interested in art and furthering art all the way. And I see other artists doing this kind of stuff too. They switch their coins for Ethereum or Ethereum for Tezos or whatever. And that's really interesting. You have your hand up, Nazanin. Please go ahead.
Yes. And I want to ask you if it's not related to topic, but it's about OmniFlix, because I searched in OmniFlix today, and I saw Lucid board, and I saw he had a sale on there. And can I ask some question here or not?
Absolutely. Please ask Lucid.
Yes. I saw some objection about this site that there wasn't any history of the art, that how much sales this art had between the artists or collectors. It doesn't show anything about the collectors or the artists. And it was a split, and it didn't show that who is splitted with which artist. He has split the work. And can you explain a bit about that?
Sure. I'm sorry. Could you just repeat the question quickly? I heard about half of it. I'm sorry.
Okay, let me tell it in Farsi and Sandy translate it.
Sure.
Sandy جان من امروز سرچ کردم تو آمینه کلیک و دو تا مورد دیدم. یکی اینکه هیستوری کار رو نشون نمیداد. نشون نمیداد که چند دست بین چند تا هنرمند چرخیده این کار، چند تا فروش داشته این کار، و اینکه اسپلیت شده بود یکی از کارا نشون نمیداد با چه هنرمندی اسپلیت شده، و این یه سری من فکر می‌کنم ایرادات کار آمینی فیلیکس بود و می‌خواستم ببینم شما راضی هستین این چه جوریه این سایت. خیلی به نظرم یوزر فرندلی نیومد.
You said we're spoiled on the Tezos blockchain. We have all these apps that tell us, you know, the sales of the artists, you know, primary sales, secondary sales, and how this art exchanged hands. On the Omniflix platform, it's not as obvious when you look at the art and you try to see who, you know, when it was listed, who bought it, and secondary sales. So that's the concern about, and so what do you think about that? You know, so you yourself have experienced primary sales and secondary sales, but it's not as clear when you go to that platform. It's just the art and how much it is, right?
Yeah, and you know, they have ways to go. Omniflix is very new. And you know, one thing, I believe in them enough to say, okay, they're going to get there. They're going to catch up with, you know, things like the Tezos blockchain. But yeah, I agree. Like when I go to, you know, my Omniflix account, the only reason I can see a sale is gone is because it's just no longer, displayed. So I don't have, you know, access to transactions. I don't see even like, you know, who bought, you know, my work. All I can see is this, you know, giant ID of letters and numbers. Okay, that person bought my thing, but I can't go back and track them back into, you know, potentially like Twitter. So I actually can see like an actual person who bought this stuff. So yeah, it's one thing I do know is Omniflix, they're putting out this thing called Omniflix Me, which from what I understand, it's basically their social part of their whole framework. So when you sign up, it's almost like your profile now. So the Omniflix Me is your profile, and then potentially you'll be able to connect with Twitter, and you know, so they'll make those connections, and that's their sort of I guess social sharing type stuff. So it's getting there, but yeah, it's still a ways to go. And like even like Sandy Toes and I, we put out a collaboration. And it's not obvious that it's a collaboration. I had to put it in the description and stuff, and you know, like even the whole the royalty sharing wasn't there. but again, talking to them, they're very flexible, and they said, you know what, we're working on this, we're gonna get a solution for you. And so, you know, like there's a person on the back end, or there's people that are willing to listen and willing to work with us. So.
Okay, Lucid, thank you so much for saying it that way. Now, I'm going to give you the bigger picture, Nazan and Jun. Okay, this is all my fault. But the reason this is happening is let's back up and look and see what the heck is going on, right? So there's blockchains that are being created and invented, right? Cryptocurrency is very new, right? So I've been in the cryptocurrency part of things and looking at the technology and the projects. So when I, and that's it. This stuff is like less than a year old. Tezos is older. Tezos has had the community, has had the engineers and developers come and build all these things that you have. Where is my primary second? These guys over here in Omni is so new, right? But I want to back it up for you. The coins and the projects that they're using, the Osmosis, the Atom, that's the important thing. So the technology is solid. And yes, and guess what? They've barely been making the cryptocurrency and the blockchain and getting all that written up and created, right? And they've been very successful. Cosmos is incredible what they're doing. And guess what? They solved the problem of these gas fees. You're going to be able to pull your Ethereum NFTs through these platforms into the Cosmos ecosystem. OmniFlix is there. And these are the guys. So these are the guys who've been doing the money part of it. They've got a lot of money. They've been successful. The Osmosis coin came into creation. So you need to go follow Sunny. Sunny is the wizard who had the vision and said, these are the things necessary that crypto doesn't have. He created a place where you can go change your coins into different kind of coins and stake them. So I don't want to get off topic because this is a place about the art of collab, but I want you to understand this technology is so new and these guys are wizards. And when we tell them this is what we need, they're like, oh, okay. So we are like a fly on the wall. NFT space and the crypto space is not that explored and that well mapped out. Yes, we are so spoiled on the Tezos blockchain. That's why I love it. We got our museum going. We got secondary sales, NFT biker site. You can see all that stuff. There is so much amazing stuff on the Tezos blockchain. So Nazanin, it's so early. And guess what? It's fucking amazing because Lucid and I are friends and we see that this technology is not there. And we're actually talking to like the head of the blockchain guy, what can I say his name? Sisla. And Chetan, these people are in India. So I get up wee early in the morning to get on their spaces. So they're talking about their technology and we're part of the first creators. And one of the reasons we've even come there is because I knew their projects were sound and it would be successful and there would be sales. And that has happened, right, Lucid? You have had sales, you've had secondary, even though they haven't developed all that. The important thing that this technology is sound, the art is there, people are able to buy it. That Kepler wallet is just the bomb. I love my Kepler wallet because guess what? When you go into the Osmosis zone, you go to your dashboard, there's a button for NFTs. So while you're lining up your coins and staking and getting your rewards and all that, you're also looking at your new NFTs. And it's really cool to be like the first ones and to see the first projects and to buy those. It's precious. It's super precious. So that's the long answer of what's going on and why we don't have that smooth, beautiful, you got the Rolls Royce going on the Tezos blockchain. Everything's already there and we're doing it. But guess what? These other blockchains, they're here. There's money there. And the people who have these Atoms and Osmosis, they're loving our NFTs. And the people are like, what do you need? Okay, we're going to fix that. So yeah, so Lucid and I are making a lot of noise saying, hello, we're fly on the wall, but we need our secondary profits to go in our wallet, goddammit. And my name's not even on that art. My wallet's not even recognized. I'm nothing. It's all under Lucid because the technology for them is not there, but I don't care. The coins came in my wallet. The money showed up. And it helped Lucid, and I'm going to be minting my own stuff. So does that answer your question?
Yeah, thank you very much. Completely answer. Thank you. Thank you, Lucid.
So let's go back to the art of collab. And you know what? That was a very good question, Nazanin. You're right. It's like, what's this? What's going on here? I'm used to it's like you're used to driving around in your electric car and then now you got the Flintstones car. And you're like, well, how come there's no doors and why isn't it running? So, we see that and you see that, but we feel that this is a successful place and we've already seen the profits and the type of art that's been selling is going, and the collectors are there. They've got all kinds of coins. And so we'll just take our art to those collectors and show them, right? That's it. Terry, what do you think? You want to join us on this ship?
I'd love to. I think it'll be a lot of fun. Any way to get AI out there, I think this is great.
Lucid, please go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Terry, just, you know, as a, you know, I guess more of a newer, you know, your introduction to AI, what's your opinion on it? You know, as you were, you know, onboarded, I guess, with these new tools, what was, you know, what was your experience like?
So my first experience, like with the Google Colab, at first it was frightening. It was like, I'm looking at this sheet and I'm like, how do I tell it what I want, you know? And then you have to actually learn this language. And Lucid, you were really helpful with the prompts, because it's like, how do I, you know, which prompts do I use? How do I use them? And things like that. And I'm learning more and more that different notebooks have different prompts. So that's a little bit disconcerting. So there's no like creative interface, I guess, if you want to, you know, at least from my experience, there was no creative interface. Like, whereas Playform gives you a studio, a creative interface, you feed it your photos or images or your artwork. It learns the patterns and things like that. There's no like text back and forth with it. But with Google Colabs and using the notebooks there, it's very different. And at first I was like, what am I going to get back? And then when you and I were working together and you were showing me, and like within like, what was it, a minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes, we got, that's the piece that I pinned. We got results. And I was like, really blown away by the results. And I'm like, wow, I don't think I could have like painted something as interesting. We were using prompts about Maxfield Parrish, which was a lot of fun. Anyways, that was my experience. And I think I got over my fear. And, you know, my first interaction with AI was from a point of fear. Like when I met Ben and he was showing me like what AI was all about, I was like, oh, whoa, this brings up a lot of really interesting questions. And now the more like, you know, that was like almost 20 years ago. Yeah, it was 20 years ago. And the more I get used to it, the more I'm like, gosh, I can't wait. I'm getting older. I want my own AI to take care of me. I think I would probably trust an AI taking care of me more so than anything else. Anyways, that's my experience.
That's great. Yeah. And I feel like there's a lot of people that, you know, they see AI and they see sort of, you know, capabilities, and they come at it from, you know, they're very, I guess, protective of their own, you know, their own method and everything. And so they see it negatively. But once you dive into it a little bit more, you see it's just a tool that helps you be creative, really. So, you know, it's nice to see that you can get over that. And actually, Terry and I have been talking potentially about doing some more, like a course, you know, on how to create AI. So if anybody's interested, we'll set that up in the future.
Yeah, that would be, I think that would be really helpful, because I think that will get people over the fear of even writing code. I know Python is something a little bit mysterious to me, but I think it would be great if we can all together learn and then teach each other how, you know, to put this together and make our own notebooks, that which would be awesome. Hey, Sandy, may I pin a paper that I wrote for Imagic Magazine on AI and imagination?
Yes, absolutely. Pin away. By the way, you guys want to tweet out the room, get our friends in here, and I want to see what's going on with other people's collaborations. By the way, I pinned up yesterday Paroxenodaimonio up in the nest too. And I'm going to be doing a collaboration with her. And so if you want to check out that tea party, that's the scene. And I thought it was great to meet and another artist in another space. And I think her work is undervalued. So, and I put a bid on it and I'm trying to buy that. Terry, did you get your work pinned up? Let's see what's going on.
I have to search for it. I think it's buried in a bunch of tweets. We've been tweeting so much, haven't we, Sandy?
Oh, yeah. I've been a collector to the auction. I'm going to stop by, hopefully, and finish up that auction today. Some people outbid me. You had some good bids. So, yeah, we're in the middle of an auction. And I bid on your work, and there's amazing, and it's AI work too. So it was very interesting to see that other space being successful. And I love to collect NFTs and you know what? I think there's no such thing as whale collectors. I think artists collecting each other's work is really what's the main thing of what's happening, the consistency. Whales come and go, and they might buy something for 52 Ethereum one time. But on the daily thing, I see artists buying other artists' work at all levels. And I don't know what's up with those artists who like make these big giant sales. They don't come back sometimes and remember the other artists, but okay, maybe they got economic situations. That's their right. But I none of my coins have ever left and gone back in my pocket. I've continuously just hoarded more art and bought more art because I love the museum. And so, I think as long as my rent is paid, I got gas in my car, even though it cost me double to fill up my tank, I still have money to buy art. So, Terry, we have been tweeting a lot, and it's been fun helping other artists go forward. You're an amazing support in the Tezos, everything now, actually, because you're going to check out these other platforms with us.
Yeah, I think that'll be an exciting exploration. And I think, like I said, like helping each other out. I mean, I don't think I would have ever explored, like, Jupiter Notebook scares the heck out of me. But like when Sandy, when you and Lucid did the space a couple of weeks ago, it just totally opened my eyes, made me feel less afraid. And it was super exciting. And it's been great. I did find that. I pinned that little piece that I wrote. And it what I was talking about is, all of us as AI artists are going to get questioned on, you know, if we believe that we're real, true artists when we're working with AI. And I think we're beyond artists. I think we're creators, and the AI is our tool. It's our paint. It's our sculpture. It's our, you know, everything that we want it to be. We're composers and creators. That's the way I see us. So I just wanted to support everybody who's also getting that challenge of a question on whether or not your AI work is actually artwork, and it really is. So anyways, hope you read it.
I've read that, Terry. I remember reading that a while back. Yes, I'm familiar with that article. I loved it, and I've been following your art and what you're doing, and you're pretty incredible. And I'm a proud owner, and I've got your coffee mug too. I'm afraid to drink it and use it because I don't want to chip it. And I gifted your book to my grandson for his birthday present after I read it myself and enjoyed it. So your real world art is fantastic. And I also bought CoinSeer's Book of Poetry. So you're a multi-talented person. You've got art going from every finger. And so it is such a pleasure that you come and join our space and share with us this incredible information.
Thank you, Sandy. Thank you for having me. I'd love to hear from the other artists too.
We have some people up here waiting. We've got La DJ Soleimani. Pardon me for messing up the name. Soleimani, hello. How are you?
I think John Ola was waiting a little bit longer.
Yeah, ladies go first. I don't care.
Sorry.
Ladies okay. Get to go first. Sorry, fair John. Ladiji, are you there? Okay, John. Maybe Ladiji's having trouble unmuting. Welcome to our program. Please unmute yourself.
Oh, hi, Sandy. Hi, Lucid. It's so nice to be in your program this Sunday evening for me. It's evening here for me. I should be out, but when I saw that Sandy has a space, I just had to come up. So, so nice to be here. I'm enjoying what you're talking about, and I really think it's one next step that I've personally been trying to work on. And, you know, working with new people in different projects. I myself, I believe I've not really introduced myself to you before. My name is John. I've been following Sandy for a while though. My name is John. I'm an NFT phone photographer. I use phone to take all my pictures, and I also do music. So I'm doing music alongside with my NFTs. So as in, I'm doing NFT music too. And sometimes I do art too. And many people think artificial AI art is easy. No, it's not. It's actually a big deal, and it's something I really see that is going to take a lot of shape in the future, because it's involving a lot of creativity, you know, trying to settle a lot of things one together, putting one or two things together, trying to think out what you want, trying to lay templates and do all that. So it's an awesome platform, and you know, it's so nice to be able to be here. And I totally agree with everyone here. I'm still trying to get on the Tezos network. I'm trying all my possible best to get on the Tezos network, so I'll be able to meet people too, and to be able to work with people, even in the music, even photography. I'm hoping there's a kind of way that there could be a photography collaboration. I could just take the shot sometimes and another person edits it. I believe it's the collaboration and the artwork too. So that's just basically about me. And if you would love me to sing one of my NFT songs, I would love to do later, if after your questions.
Hi, John. I'm so glad you're here. I'd like to do a collaboration with you, be the first one in line, and mint our work with music and art on a new platform. We got Tezos, we got Omniflix, we got all that. But first, sing us your song.
Okay. Okay, I don't know. Sandy, can you please just help me pin up my pin tweet? I'm so sorry.
I will pin up your pin tweet. And by the way, welcome. I'm going to pin up your pin tweet right now.
Oh, okay. I just hope you guys love this song. I wrote this song concerning NFTs and, you know, the kind of stress it always gives people. And I'm just giving that positive vibe to everyone that they shouldn't give up and they should just keep on trying. That one day everything is going to be awesome. I hope you guys love it.
It might not be easy at the start. It is not easy to go about it. It might be stressful every day. To stay awake and go on spaces. You can get tired of these days, but don't stop, it will soon be great. Oh, oh, don't give up, nana, within the energy. Oh, don't give up, nana, within the energy. Oh, don't give up, nana, within the energy. Oh, don't give up, nana. The story's gonna change someday. The story's gonna day. The story's gonna change someday.
to smile again someday.
Thank you, guys. I hope you love it.
Absolutely. Very appropriate. We had music today. We're doing collaborations. We are doing art. We're figuring out how to do it. We're figuring out what's going on with the money, where to put it, and where to hang our arts. And we're trying to figure out where the collectors, and we're doing it together. We are the pioneers in the art of collaboration. And Terry is here. Terry has so much information, so much understanding about technology, as well as art. Terry is a great in this space. If, you know, I'm so happy you're here. And thank you, John. That was beautiful. We need music. I love music. And you know what? There's so much great music in the NFT space. I love the collaborations and I just love the artists because you know what? Spotify is great, but NFT music, that's the newest, the next level. So this is very exciting. We have other artists up here. I'd like to give a chance to Rain du Plaisir. How are you today?
Hi, Sandy. I'm good. And you? That was really, really good, John. Sandy, I just want to say thank you for the other day. And I was going to message you today because I have a new art out that I would like to donate to the Womenverse. So I'm definitely going to message you after the space and talk about that. I have a new piece out. And Sandy, can I pin it up?
Yes, please go ahead and pin it up.
Yeah. I have a new piece out. It's called The Journey to Attain Engraved Acceptance, Scars. And this piece is talking about, this story is about my friend who has a scar on her back. So I just try to like tell her story using a 3D picture of me. This is about how she's not confident enough to wear certain clothes because of the scar on her back. So I'm just telling a story of my friend using this piece I created with 3D art. This is a picture converted to 3D. And it's available on OpenSea for 0.15. That is what I'm currently working on. That's what I have currently.
That's beautiful. Oh my goodness. Black and white. That is beautiful. Wow. I love it. What do you think, Terry?
It's gorgeous, striking, a beautiful portrait. I just love it. It's deep. There's a lot of emotion in it. I can't. The detail is incredible. It's a stunning piece. It really is stunning. I'm gonna retweet it right now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Keep it up. Really, keep it up. This is just beautiful work.
I wanted to ask, how do you convert it to 3D? How does that work?
So I take the picture. And I just use this app. It's called Loveside. So I just convert the picture to 3D. And then I use my Snapseed app. And I just do the editing on it.
Oh, very nice. That's great.
Thank you for coming. I'm so glad you came here to share. And you know what? I'm curious, would you consider going to other platforms besides OpenSea?
Yes, the other time you told me to go on Texas, so I'm trying to set it up. I will definitely set it up tomorrow or today. Yes.
I'm so happy that you're getting that figured out, and I can't wait because Womenverse is going to be there to check it out and to promote you, and I'm excited. Lucid, have you had any good luck with known origin?
It's been hit and miss. It's, you know, I've had, you know, one sale total. I've put up a few pieces. And, you know, one good thing I think about, you know, Norn Origin compared to a lot of the other sites is they're very open to building an AI community, AI art community. And so that's been really nice. And they've been, you know, welcomed us with open arms. But again, you know, the market itself is hasn't been stellar. So from my experience, you know, I'm on, you know, Known Origin for Ethereum, and then Tezos, I'm on Object, and now I'm exploring these newer markets, which is, you know, OmniFlix and the Cosmos system. And I'm having a little bit more success on OmniFlix, and I can't tell you why, but you know, it feels like there's more excitement in that area. So I think I just want to explore that a bit more. That's the best I could do.
You're also an amazing artist, super smart with the technology, and Rain du Plaisir, I'm glad you're a part of this group of artists. You're going to have a fun ride. Your art is beautiful, and I'm so glad that you are among us and you came up here and shared your art. It's up in the nest, people. And by the way, let's follow each other. I'm going to look through the audience as well, because if you're here, and I put up Illustrata's work up there. Not everybody's able to speak. So I've pinned up Overindulgence. Illustrata has beautiful artwork too. So I am so honored to know all of your artwork. I love looking at your artwork. And by the way, looks like some of these auctions ended, Terry. I'm getting some notifications from artists, and I'm looking at my wallet. Some people outbid me. Shahar Yerjan, I scored your art. I'm so glad I got your auction piece. So there's some fun stuff happening on the Tezos blockchain. I got to go look at my art. And by the way, I think we should wrap up this today's gathering within pretty soon, because I want to go look at my Tezos art and say thank you to my artist friends. And also, I'm packing up my car today to head up to the mountains, to the hot springs. And I've got people coming over to the house to help me fix some stuff. And I got to go be up there for Monday for a couple of days and to enjoy nature. So I want to be on the road soon. If anybody wants to share other things today, or if you want to share some stuff, Lucid. By the way, I put up our Known Origin, the art of collab that we did. I'm really, really happy with that work. It was like my first, we did other stuff, but this one was like really amazing, and I really love it. And I think somebody's going to like it and buy it, but I don't know who, but I love that. And we're going to continue doing other collaborations on other blockchains too. And it's funny, you know, I thought this would be the successful one. I wasn't really thinking OmniFlix would be, you know, I knew we would have success there, but I figured these other platforms, we would be selling our work and collectors would be collecting. But you know what? That's the interesting thing about the NFT space. Here's a platform that you can't even look at, like you said, Nazanin, you know, they don't have like primary, secondary, who bought it, what and where, but they're buying it. They're buying their art. There's collectors trying to, you know, collect your work. So, and that's the important thing. So Known Origin is great. You know, there's Ethereum fees, gas fees that were paid to be there, but, you know, we didn't get collected. Sid got collected. His work got collected. So he had great success. And I put up Sid's work also because I love his artwork. And the Japanese stuff, I want to talk about that. Maybe Sid isn't able to talk about it. Terry, did you see it says, hello, friends. So he's been experimenting with Japanese stuff. And there's this one up there. She looks like she's ready to make some spells. And that one really kind of just, it looked ancient, like the ancient Japanese kind of art you see, like, you know, all the parchment and that. But at the same time, really modern and futuristic. I think that piece is going to be really successful. Did you get a chance to look at that one?
I did. It's really incredible. I love Japanese art, and this piece that you're talking about is just amazing. And I did see Sid's work also, the one that you pinned. I think that's also incredible, The Lost Souls. Sorry, my voice. I think I talked way too much yesterday. The Lost Souls piece is incredible too, and it also feels like it has Asian influence, like because it's centered and it has this incredible flow to it. It's just amazing.
Thank you, Terry. Yes, you have been doing a lot of art talk, so I won't force you to talk. You do need to catch up with your voice. If your voice is doing that, you got to drink some honey lemon tea or something, huh? Well, Lucid, what do you think? Should we wrap up our program for today? It is 10 o'clock. We've been here an hour, and we shared some of the updated works. There's been collaborations. There's been sales. Would you like to add some more things before we go? And by the way, we are taking names. If you want to DM Lucid or me and you're interested in doing a collaboration, if you don't have AI experience, but you want to be paired up with someone like Nazanin did that, and she had really great success, let us know. Go ahead, Lucid. I'm going to give you the mic. My voice is kind of going a little bit too.
Okay. You know, maybe a few weeks ago we did a live AI collab thing. So maybe we could do that again either next week or the week after. We'll see. It was fun, and I think people enjoyed it. And there were still many requests to get things, and you get a sense of how, you know, it works in working with different people. So hopefully we could do that. One thing I wanted to say, you know, as we build this community, the best thing we can all do is follow each other. So if you can, you know, in this group, if you can just go down and follow people, you know, we're better off together. So I just wanted to mention that.
Lucid, another question I have before wrapping up. Can I ask?
Sure. Yeah, for sure.
In Omniflix, which coin do you prefer to work? Osmos, Atom? I saw they work with three coin, I think. Which one is better in there?
Yeah, I've been working with Osmo, but I've seen, you know, a lot of people using Atom quite a bit too. And you know, it's funny because of the whole inter-blockchain communication, it's not even that important. So, because people can switch between coins, and that's the whole purpose of the inter-blockchain. So, you know, I've seen my sales all on Osmo. And then people will put it up again, but they'll put it up in Atom, or they'll put it up in Juno. So it's interesting to see that way. But yeah, when I first uploaded my stuff, I was talking with one of the OmniFix people. He said, yeah, just start with Osmo and, you know, just see how it goes. And so I did. And yeah, it's great, you know. And basically what I've been doing lately is just any of the sales I make, I just take the funds, and then I just put it in staking. So, and that seems to work. It's pretty fun to do that. So,
sound interesting. And sorry, Sandy, I have lots of questions. Can we put
you have good questions? You have very good questions, Nazanin. No, please continue. Absolutely. And you know what? Those are important questions. Like, what kind of money do you use? Why you use that money? These are the kind of questions we do need to talk about, because this is literacy. This is blockchain literacy, right? And so that, absolutely. Please go ahead, continue your questions.
Thank you. Yes. Another question is that can we put additions on our works or no? We just put one of one works.
Yeah, I think it's one of one right now. I've seen like one specifically. It was interesting. One guy, he made a collection, and he's a writer, and so he made a book. And he put his first edition, right? Not so much edition, but like a, I guess a first chapter. And he put it out and he made 100 versions of that and sold them as NFTs. So I don't see editions right now. But again, you know, that's something that could come out in the future. So.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Today was very fun. I learned from you, especially you, Terry. And I'm so glad we've got this great community. I'm just going down, making sure I follow the listeners who did not come up and talk. Thank you for coming and joining us. By the way, these spaces are recorded professionally by Terra Spaces. Thank you, Terra Spaces, for recording these spaces so that they are preserved for the future generations. And we can have this information because it's like, you know, history books. And by the way, one piece of news I just wanted to share with everybody, Val Kilmer came to the Tezos blockchain. He's doing collaboration with Lawrence Fisher and several other artists. So that was really exciting news for me yesterday that Val Kilmer, by the way, he's, if you get a chance, look at his, there's a documentary about him on Amazon. He's got a huge collection of video recordings from all kinds of historical people. And so he's one of those other history buffs. And he came to the Tezos blockchain. So that was huge for me. And I don't know if you know about that, but go check out his profile. And it's poetry. Lawrence Fisher, you know, he's a movie star. He's also a poet. And I love his voice. So Lawrence, I have the honor of being in the collector's DM with Lawrence and a few other collectors. So it was fun to hear the news first and to be able to run to the tweet. And so, yeah, it's we're all very connected through these Twitter spaces very, very closely. It is a very small group. And we're more connected and closer than we realize, you guys. And so thank you so much for joining us today. Terry, Lucid, anybody else want to add anything before we, and John, thank you for the music. I would love it if you sang again, if you could. I would love to end the program with that. But please, anybody has anything to say before we finish?
I just want to say thank you, Sandy, for everything that you do. Lucid, thank you for, and both of you for inviting me to participate in this and tell my story. This has been so great this morning. I really appreciate everything that you're doing and how you're growing this community of AI artists and all the artists. This has been great. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Terry. Thank you, Lucid. Thank you, Rand de Plaisir. John, did you want to sing for okay. us? Are no you able
problem.
To?
No problem, no problem, no problem. I'm going to, are you up for it now? Should I go now? Should I go now?
Yes, please go ahead. Thank you, okay. Lucid.
Big family, we'll never give up on ourselves. We are one big family, we'll never give up on ourselves. We'll grow together, we'll grow together, we'll grow together. Together, we're one big family. Sandy is our family. Lucid is our family. Oh, Terry is our family. We grow together. We grow together. Together.
Thank you. I just did that spontaneously. I just freestyled. Thank you.
I love you. I love you, Johnny. I love you, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. You're all amazing. And if we didn't get a chance to speak with you today, please join us next week. We're going to have live AI art. Lucid, thank you for offering to do that. You're a fabulous host. Good luck to you for the next week, and God bless you all. Thank you very much, Terry. Bye-bye.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was The Art of Collab, a new genre. Open mic hosted by Sandy Toast, 2211, with Lucid Dreamer. Recorded on Sunday, June 5th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. If you want to keep listening, head on over to TerraSpaces.org/donate and show some support. They say rapping is the gateway, bringing home great pay, checking that replay. Sing along and we say nobody gives a fuck around my way. I make about $3 for every 1,000 plays, so add it up and do the math on that. Financially speaking, why the fuck would anybody want to rap? But in this reality, the money comes from doing shows. But then where's the money go when you can't do the shows? I guess you could rap on Cameo. I've been asking all my friends if I can rap on the patio. 6 feet, motherfucker, step the fuck back. Doing a little magic, pulling rabbits out the rucksack. Not everybody's always in it for the money. Looking like another crooked Sunday and I'm working Monday. So you know I ain't stressing, left debating great methods. Amazed to play Inception, the bass stay blessed.
See, even with these huge sums of overall royalties, the sums of money that go to the record label per playback can seem insultingly small. Many rights holders are making around three quarters of a cent to listen to one of their tracks, leaving only some portion of that for the actual artist.
They can't even say they're making pennies
per play. Until they can figure out how to turn a profit, their future will always be in question. But for now, investors see enough potential to continue to fund pennies per play.
Another day, another lesson. Living in the eighth dimension might be worth a little mention. Living in the Great Depression, got a real regal feel. Reeling in another sucker fish out to make a deal, just to make a motherfucker wish. Aw, shit, now you only got two left. You know what I wish? We didn't have any loose ends. You know what I miss? Listening to excuses. Now we're on the fence like we forgot how to choose. That's what happens when people don't know what's true. In the dark, eating bullshit up like a mushroom. In the lunchroom, just trying to laugh it off. Meanwhile, foaming at the mouth like a rabid dog. Like a fake mating call at the zoo. It's looking like the view is getting disappointing too. I'm working on the new shit, trying to produce it. It's what I'm willing to go through when I'm making my music.
Spaces.